Com.
America tonight, a tough weekend for so many, flags flown at half mast across the United States in light of what happened on Friday at Sandy Hook Elementary. 20 first graders killed, 6 adults at that school gunned down by 20-year-old Adam Lanza, who was armed with his mother's guns after he killed her. He went to the school and killed all of those that I just mentioned in Newtown, Connecticut, a place that's been described as a happy hamlet, a little enclave of people that could be sort of the east coast of the old Mayberry, if you will. It could happen anywhere. It happened in Newtown, and the people were just devastated and still have the look of shock and sorrow in their faces as you see them come across your screens talking to so many reporters. And now it's that question of why and what next. And the discussion is heavy on guns and gun control and how far we are willing to go in this debate to get the metal off the street. I am not one of the people who would like to see that happen. I do go with the adage that guns kill people, and it's not the other way around. I will say that the push with the semi-automatic weapons, including the AR-15, are increasingly piercing what I think should be a common sense, piercing my belief of guns that we could take off the streets. Getting rid of semi-automatics makes sense to me. I mean, if with massive magazine capacities, those kinds of guns. And you know, as you listen to me, that there are so many guns out there, and I am not a gun owner, but I support the Second Amendment and have many people in my family who are well-armed, we'll say, from different parts of the country, especially in Texas, but in other places as well, like Florida and Arizona. And we know that the gun laws vary from place to place. I know we've talked about this many, many times, and we won't stop that conversation, but I don't want to focus all on the 3 guns that belong to the mother. Nancy Lanza, she legally had them. She was a collector. She was an enthusiast. She knew how to use them. But did she realize the capacity for her son to take those weapons and go and do what he did at the elementary school that changed so many people's lives? Newtown will never be the same. They are coping, but you can, I don't believe, ever get over this loss, the personal loss, and how many people it touched. There will be a lot of, I think, consoling, and I hope there is. That community seems like a tight-knit community where they're wrapping their arms around each other, and they're absolutely going to need a lot more of that. So regulation, consoling, conversation, mental health, so many things to be taken away from this. And somebody, when they were interviewed recently, said, because there's trying to put a why to this, that Nancy Lanza thought the world was going to collapse, that she believed that she was on the verge of that and was having problems really reaching her son, really, really getting in there because he had had some mental problems. He was grappling with a few things. So we try to make the leap as to what the access was with the guns, the connection to the school. She was occasionally in his lifetime a substitute teacher. Why the first grade? And things started to fall in place much later in the day, heading into the weekend on Friday. All the news coming out of Newtown was pretty bleak. And once the first responders hit the door, it's when Adam Lanza killed himself. So he didn't kill others after he'd already had that gruesome massacre, and it was stopped short. Thank goodness for that, I guess, if there is anything we can be thankful for in it. But he blasted his way into the building. He used a high-power rifle. He killed those 20 kids that I mentioned and six adults, including the principal who tried to stop him. The president visited Newtown and talked to as many people as he possibly could and talked about the things that many of us are wondering about that has to do with the horror of the innocent lives, the portraits that are starting to emerge of the youngest, 6 and 7, and the older victims, the oldest, I believe, 56 years old. And what the kids did, and now what happens with the families and trying to move forward. But they haven't even buried these kids yet, and there has to be a process here of reflection and remembrance and that kind of thing to try to heal the people who have been really mortally wounded by this. I mean, this is a picturesque New England community. 27,000 people heard those gunshots in a sense. Just a really strange to look at it this way. The president was at an interfaith vigil on Sunday night. It's the fourth time that he's traveled to a city after a mass shooting. Fourth time that he's had to do that. Rough. The gunman's father, Peter Lanza, who was divorced from the mother, released a statement. A lot of people want to know what he was thinking. He lives in New York City. He said the family is grieving along with all those who have been affected by this enormous tragedy. No words can truly express how heartbroken we are. We're in a state of disbelief and trying to find whatever answers we can. We, too, are asking why, like so many of you. We are saddened but struggling to make sense of what has transpired. And that's where we're at. Trying to make sense of what has happened. Coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to change gears. You can always throw in your 2 cents, 855-266-5283. But we're going to be talking with my pal, Saul Album. What's happening with this debt ceiling? Where are we? Gut check time. Can we survive? What's happening in Washington? Some tips on... You get that 401k. I hope you have rolled it over, but sometimes people completely forget about it and don't realize they have that money to be used, to be turned over, to write it off at the end of the year, if nothing else. Stay with us.
Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
USA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Point this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes here on America Tonight, we're going to change gears and talk to my pal Saul Alban. We'll ask him about Norway. Remember, they had one of the worst mass shootings, and he talked to us after that, and he was there. He was there in Norway at the time, and what that was like for the people to... first of all, wrap their heads around the impossible, the unbelievable, and the differences between Norway, where they don't have guns, versus the United States and what we've been dealing with. Quickly, though, let's go to Bill in Mississippi, and then we're going to go to Saul Alban. We're going to talk to him about the situation there as far as guns is concerned, and then also what's happening in the world of money, which is... you know, the fiscal cliff and everything else that we've been talking about for a very long time on America Tonight. He is the ATN Money Man. Bill in Mississippi. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Yes, hi. Okay, I'm here in Jackson, and I have the station here with the program, but I want to point out something that happened in the late 90s, which was actually the first school shooting in the recent modern period. I think there was something back in maybe the 30s or 40s. But at any rate, this one started everything, and what happened here, the assistant school principal went to his truck and retrieved the weapon and stopped that killer. And everyone has been talking about arming the teachers, and I think it would seriously be considered as is at least a stopgap to prevent some of these killings. Because look what happened in Texas when the concealed weapons law was passed back in the 90s. The overall crime rate for the general public went down immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a strong argument, and I don't know why it can't be implemented, at least on a voluntary basis, nationwide, as far as the teachers and the principals are concerned, then no one would know who was armed and who was not.
You know, I like your concept, Bill, but I think you and I would be in the minority, because other people will say, I have a friend that lives in Israel, has kids that go to school, and the teachers are armed in Israel. They've got guns in the classroom, locked away or on them or whatever. Not all of them have to have them, but a majority do, so they have that. And I think the argument would be, and you know it, oh, well, then what happens if there's kids all over the place and then you have to make that shot and you could end up hitting the kids? Or what if the kid gets a hold of the gun? And, you know, we could go round and round with that. I think an even better solution would be, and thanks for the call, Bill, would be an off-duty police officer, somebody who is a retired law enforcement type, a school hiring them. They could be on the premises. They are familiar with firearms. They know exactly what to do. Maybe that would work. That would be probably a better direction to go in, because you're not going to get people to agree on teachers. This has come up before, the possibility of teachers in Wisconsin. They were talking about this, the possibility of teachers being armed. All right, Saul Albaum, my pal and the money man for America Tonight, is in Oslo, Norway. He joins us now. We're going to talk about money matters and such, and money does matter, but we're very concerned about it. And, of course, he understands what's happening in the United States. And, Saul, thanks for coming on the show.
You know, thanks, Kate, and this goes right into the theme that we've been talking about and that we both agree on, is that, you know, money is just an end to having a good family and to being able to provide what you want, and allowing, these tragedies really put us, really puts everything in focus about what's really important and what the purpose of money really is, isn't it?
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Because in that area, in Sandy Hook Elementary, there was a really nice area and an affluent area, and people had what they thought was just this idyllic kind of life, and they did. And it shows you how you just never know. Somebody down the street can change that, and unfortunately that's what happened there. In Norway, You had one of the worst shootings, 77 kids killed. You and I talked about it at the time when it happened. And in Norway, the people don't have the access to the guns. And this guy was obviously had serious mental problems. And the people in Norway really actually dealt with it pretty well, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, they realized that it's someone with mental problems getting a hold of weapons. And the funny thing is, you can take all the guns away from people, but the real problem is actually criminals having weapons and people with mental issues, serious mental issues, having weapons. And instead of trying to get a political agenda out of this, the Norwegians group said, listen, we already have all the gun controls, okay? It is extremely, extremely difficult here to get weapons. And you have to go through, it's almost a college degree to get a weapon here. And the officers aren't armed, and it's very, very safe here. But in the end, they realized that someone that is fully wants to do something like this is going to get a hold of it. And, yeah, they handled well. And said that we're not going to let this terrorism or this stupidity change our way of life anymore than it already has. And then we're going to move on. And
yeah.
They handled it very positively. And they looked at it as exactly what it is, which is an outlier, which is exactly someone with mental issues. And really their solution was exactly what the American solution should be, which is how do we get better at identifying people with these challenges and helping them so they don't shoot them? Or how do we help that poor mother who was shot in the face? How do we help out other women or other parents like that so these types of things doesn't happen? That was their response, and I believe that's the more correct response.
Yeah, yeah. The people, I agree. The people, the mental health issues. Who gets the gun? How do they get the gun? They're going to get the gun if they want to. And looking at it from that point of view, I've been bringing that up throughout the show. Certainly, we're going to talk about how the economy works. But before we get to that, and we have just a couple of minutes here left in this segment, now they're talking about the debt ceiling again. Saul, what happens if we keep? And I know we've done this for year after year after year. I talked to a congressman the other day. He said, oh, that's Kate. We've been doing that forever. Like it was nothing. Okay, well, you've been doing it forever. But how long can we keep lifting the debt? It is like the debt ceiling. How long can we keep lifting the debt ceiling and not be concerned?
You know, in the name of fiscal responsibility, Kate, we are going to be able to borrow unlimitedly. And that's the line. I mean, giving authorization for the executive to basically print or to borrow as much and to do whatever they want is exactly what the founders did not want to happen. Part of the reason why the colonies rebelled is that the king could take the gold whenever he wanted, okay? This gets right at the heart of having a republic in the first place, okay? So what it means is it makes it easier to be irresponsible. And again, in 1984 speak, $16.3 trillion is not enough, okay? They are not going to allow the cronies, the wealthy people like me and you, take any losses and go bankrupt. We're going to keep spending money until unemployment goes down. You know, hopefully it'll go up. But I mean, hopefully it'll go straight down before it goes up more. Hopefully,
exactly. It is insanity because you can't keep doing. I said, what happens when you hit 20 trillion? Where is the line? Where is it? Where does it end? If we keep doing that, and that would just mean that you do not care about the people behind you. You don't care about children and grandchildren and what they're left with, because they'll never be able to dig out of a hole that's so large that you just can't even wrap your arms around that amount of money. It doesn't make any sense.
You can't even count that high.
You can't count that high. And that's,
my calculator doesn't take in trillions, you know.
Yeah. And that's when it gets really, really dangerous. And we, at some point, and it's as you say, it's, you know, it's kind of as if you have unlimited credit cards and you're not worried about it because they're just going to float away. In your mind, it's a fantasy and they're just going to go away, no problem. All right, stay with us, everybody, because coming up, Saul and I are going to talk about how the economy works, what you need to know, the facts, starting businesses, that kind of stuff. How does it all really work? I guess when it's working, there you go. Stay with us.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or cake, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Back with Saul album Financial Man for America. Tonight we're talking about how the economy works. Wow, Saul, that is a huge subject to tackle, how the economy works. If you were going to start from the beginning, give us a couple of the top points. How does the economy work?
Oh, gosh. Kate, you know, I wanted to throw this in because about 6 months ago you asked me, Saul, why is it that we can see this and no one else can, okay?
Yes.
And I said, and that's been brewing in my mind for the last 6 months about why that is. And it's because, and then I got into an argument with a very partisan Democrat friend of mine who
Well, wait a second. Let me guess this. But let me stop you there. Does this person not? They don't understand the concept of capitalism?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. But they believe in certain things in the detail. So they believe 80% that capitalism is the best way to go. But they believe they have a different understanding. Okay, they have a different religion. Okay, which is so. And so I wanted to identify three of those points. Okay, And, of course, we prepared this for you, Kate, so and for your listeners. So it's a real easy kind of 20-minute go through it, just in pictures, how it works, and a little writing up. And, Kate, are you going to put it on Press 4?
We will put it on Press 4 so everybody can look at it afterwards.
Absolutely.
So under Saul
okay.
Album, it's easy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. So the first point is that when savers save, Kate, okay, so we'll give the example, you make your money. When you save 5 or 6 or 10%, whatever that is, you take that money out of the economy. And then the economy slows down a little bit.
Yep.
Okay? That's cool, right? So it's not so cool, actually. No one likes that, but that's what happens.
Right.
So then what happens is because there's money out of the economy, there's money in the banks, interest rates will go up, go down because of that, because there's more money to be supplied for lending. Basically is that interest rates are like anything else, and they're set by supply and demand. When there's more supply of savings, the interest rates go down. There's all the business guys can get out and get the loans. Now, here's the problem. The problem is when the Fed manipulates the interest rates, it's sending false signals. It's saying, hey, guys, hey, interest rates are low now. You guys need to take out loans. Okay? That's what the Fed does. Interest rates low. Everyone go take out loans. It makes sense. But the problem is the whole point of taking out loans and expanding is that people will be able to buy more in the future. Well, Kate, how are they going to buy more in the future if they're not saving?
Yeah, exactly. How are they not going to be able to do it? Of course not.
Exactly. So that's the whole point, is that the Federal Reserve and all these guys, by manipulating interest rates, is sending the signal to entrepreneurs saying, hey, guys, low interest rates, go expand. Go borrow money. Go do risky things. Okay? You can't leave your money in the bank because interest rates are low. You can't go buy bonds or treasury because interest rates are low. Go invest. Well, guess what? No one will have any money in the future for more eating, for more drinking, for more consuming, because they haven't saved. They're sending out the false signals. The whole economy is based on that, Kate.
Yeah, and that's false signals are it's like a false bottom, and that's the problem, because that shows you how it's like we're on a shaky bridge that could collapse at any moment, really, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And remember that business owners, you need to make, okay, this is a little high up. Am I doing a good job explaining this, Kate?
Yes.
So okay, very good. So the business owners, when you're a business owner, when you're a person like me and you walk down the street and you want to go buy a soda, you need to know what the prices are. You need to know what the benefit of is of having a soda, how many calories it is, okay? Things like that, okay? It's not going to kill you. You need to have the facts so that you can rationally put your money to work. It's just simple. It's just simple, basic stuff, okay?
Right,
now,
right.
If you're not given the right information, you're going to have people making mistakes. You're going to have business owners expanding when they're not supposed to be expanding. Like, let's say you own a restaurant, okay, and the circus comes in, and you say, oh, business is really good because the circus came in. I think I need to double expansion and hire people. But then the circus leaves town, and then what happens? The business owner's in trouble.
Exactly.
So that's the entire signals that the Fed is sending out. And they can read it more on Press 4, Kate, under your division.
Yeah, it's hard to, it's as you say, and you've got this in the stuff that you sent me, it's very hard, especially with where we are now, and this is what is being said, and I believe it, it's very hard to plan for businesses because they don't want to completely see the business topple, so they are afraid to hire people. They're afraid because they're not sure about expansion, subtraction, based on a couple of things, including healthcare and what it's going to cost them, depending on how many people they have, and if they offer it now, what's going to happen to that healthcare, and what's going to happen if we hit a recession. I think people are really afraid. Do you think Saul, I think people are really afraid of a recession.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly what happens when false signals get sent to businesses and people who need to plan, okay? So what's happened now is that federal and state spending is nearly 40%, Kate, of the entire economy.
Mm.
The government is spending 46%, excuse me, borrowing 46% of all the spending. Now, eventually they're going to have to stop doing that, but who knows who's getting that money and how and whose suppliers are getting that money and whose suppliers are getting that money and who's going to be affected when political decisions are made. Whose jobs are going to be lost? Because it's not necessarily the person who's being hired by the government. It's the people whose sandwiches they buy, okay, and whose gas they buy from, and whose chips they buy, right, and whose neighbor they are, because then their rents will, their property values will go down if they can't make their payments, okay? So that's the whole thing, is that you can't get the information, and you can't know where the false money is or where the quote-unquote stimulated money is. So that's why you can't plan. And that's why we can see this happening and other people can't. Because, Kate, when the Keynesians when they hear the word stimulate, they think that's good, okay? But you and I know the stimulate is like drinking alcohol, okay?
Yes.
Is that the alcohol gets everyone happy. Right. Okay. It's the same thing. We've seen anyone that's an alcoholic, life is hard. So instead of making the proper changes in your life that you need to do, like be responsible, show up for work on time, you drink. Okay. So instead of being competitive, having a good education system, instead of having good labor system, lower taxes. Okay. Things that make an economy competitive globally, we're just gonna drop money from helicopters. Okay, and then, hey, people are getting jobs. There's no inflation. Everything's okay. Shoot, things aren't recovering because we're not making the hard changes. So we're just going to keep drinking and then until, getting a little hangover, need to keep drinking, okay? Until, your wife leaves you and goes out with the kids because she can't take it anymore.
Yeah, that is a great analogy, though. And especially the housing industry and looking at that, Saul, still really we track back to it, those subprime mortgages, that really, really sunk us because so much about what happened in America was get a house, buy a house. That's your piece of the American dream, and that really sunk a lot of faiths and fortunes. Do you think?
Oh, absolutely. We've replaced a competitive economy, Kate. For the last 100 years before 1980, by 1980, the United States was the largest creditor nation that ever existed. The United States had more assets abroad, had more exports going out than any country ever in the history of the world. Now we are we Americans, we like to do stuff in excess. Now we are the largest debtor nation that's ever existed. And we borrow money from the poorest to do exactly what the Greeks did, which is to consume. The capital coming in is reinvested into treasuries and spurted out into military budgets, into interest on the debt, and to pay people not to work. That's exactly what we're doing with our capital. When we borrow money in the 1800s from the French and the Danish and the Swedish and the English, we built the entire economic system powerhouse in the 1800s of railroads, of an industry, of agriculture, of land improvement. We invested it into productive assets. Where is that money going today? It's paying people not to work and to subsidize housing markets. And in order to keep that fake economy going, Kate, the Fed is pumping now $85 billion a month. And with the money multiplier effect, guys, it's when you deposit money and it can make loans and you deposit again. It's a 10 times X on it, Kate. The Fed is pumping now equivalent of $800 billion a month to keep everything afloat. Because that's the money multiplier. We can talk about that some other time. You just Google it. You don't have to listen. You don't have to believe me. $800 billion. Okay, I left. I saw this coming, Kate. That's why I left.
I know.
I got a great girl. I left.
I know. It's crazy. Saul Albom, always terrific stuff. Check it out on Press 4. We'll see you again. We'll talk about that multiplier next time. Stay with us, folks.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com and like us on Facebook.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ever, 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 ever. You made me hot.
the people at elementary schools being armed with guns, with any kind of guns to help protect the kids. And that conversation has been waiting to be had for a while now. It's come up before because of other school, you know, because of other school shootings, especially Columbine. And I mentioned Wisconsin started to talk about it, but it immediately that was kind of stifled off. So you actually have a Republican lawmaker who says they wished that the principal had an assault rifle. And as a caller just said, what if you had teachers that were armed? What if the principal were armed? And it was Congressman Louis Gohmert, a Republican from Texas, who says he wished that the principal had an M4 assault rifle when she confronted 20-year-old Adam Lanza, the shooter who killed the 20 kids and then killed the 6 adults, too. If she had that locked up, so when she heard gunfire, she pulled it out, and she didn't have to lunge with nothing to protect herself and stop him, nothing to stop him with, because he immediately shot her, you know, and took her out of the situation. Whereas if she had a gun, she could, when she confronted him, when he was forcing his way into the school, we know what the result could have been with that. He was armed with a semi-automatic M4, a Bushmaster rifle, to semi-automatic handguns, a Glock, a SIG, and they were guns that his mother legally had. So now we've opened the discussion up to, should somebody be in the classrooms or on the premises armed? Should we have schools where you have another layer of protection just in case that should happen, in the unlikely event that happens, because it is rare? What if we had that? If we had that second layer there? And then you have Senator Feinstein, who is talking about introducing assault weapons ban at the start of next Congress. And the gun debate, certainly at this point, is beyond a tipping point. It's happening, and in a couple of different directions. My take on the schools is, at least if you could do bulletproof glass, if you could figure out a way to make sure it was safe, if you had to get the kids out, if there was a fire, because then that would ultimately be the thing that the panic would set in. Although the schools are locked, so you have to unlock the schools, boom, quickly, and have a drill and know how to get people out. If you had the bulletproof glass, as so many places do, if you had all that installed, then he couldn't have smashed the window. That would be one thing. And if you had an off-duty police officer, and I keep saying that, but somebody in law enforcement, somebody who's newly retired, a detective, whoever, they could play that role of the defender if somebody tries to go into a school. And if this were across the board, then anybody wanting to do that would know they would encounter that person. That would be a deterrent, knowing that I can't just go in and cowardly go in and take these kids and just shoot them all. I just can't go in there because nobody's going to be able to stop me because they don't have a gun. They don't have something to stop me with. Well, if they know that, if that becomes across the board what is required in schools, private and public, that might be a big deterrent in itself, because you automatically are going to encounter somebody. You're going to encounter somebody if you choose to go in that in that direction. If you choose to be out of your mind and decide, I'm going to go to the school, this is what I'm going to do, you would be stopped by that extra person that would be there. To the point, the Texas lawmaker making the point that, hey, if the principal had a gun, if they had a locked up gun and she could grab that gun, he would be done. That would be it. But isn't it sad that one of the safe havens that we think we have in our life is now shattered by this event and these events that keep happening. A kid that's 6 years old, that's seven, that's eight, that's any age, the college kids at Virginia Tech, you should be able to go to school to learn, to be educated, to open your mind, to take a breath, to be a kid at whatever age you are, instead of being concerned about what's at work or could be at work that's evil coming onto your campus. This should have never been something that ever should have happened. And now here we are, stuck in the middle of this, in trying to have a, I hope, have a conversation about it and figure out what to do now, what to do next. Something that really can be put into action. You know, it's like when you go to a meeting and somebody says, well, what's the action items? And they go around, well, you're going to do this and you're going to do that and I'm going to do this. And you go through and everybody has a job to do to pull whatever it is together. That's what we need. The time for no action has passed us by. To not have this be another horrific event and we just move on from it and talk about what should be done. Right now, today, school boards could vote on getting somebody in the school to patrol the school with a licensed firearm who's very familiar with it, somebody who was previously a law officer, and that would be covered off from the school board and from the monies that would come from the budgets. I mean, you could budget for that. I don't see why that's such an impossible thing versus the arming the teachers or the principal. That's like arming in a much different way, though, still. Remember after 9/11, arming the pilots. A lot of the pilots now will carry a gun. Not all, but some will carry a gun. They have them in case they need to use them. And they weren't doing that quite as much before that. You weren't seeing that. So is this something that we react to? It's interesting because somebody used this example, and I thought it was a good one. I saw it on one of the shows. Richard Reed, the shoe bomber. Remember him? Once that happened, of course, now we all had to take our shoes off as a result of it. So now we're seeing yet another shooting. Isn't it time that we stepped up to another level and really decided what we need to do inside of the schools instead of just jawing about it again and again and again? Send me your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net.
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrate.